Senate Majority Leader Kevin Engler of Farmington realized the votes were not there to override any of the governor's vetoes, so he chose not to have the chamber waste a lot of time.
We had a lot of bills that the governor vetoed, and I don't think any of them rose to the level that we thought we could get enough votes to override a veto, so there's no reason to sit here and just give out comments and talk about things that weren't going to happen. So we adjourned.
This does not mean there weren't some bills Engler would like to have tried to override.
Well, I thought the bill on the oversight for the stimulus money was one bill that probably needed to go into effect. There's also some funding proposals, funding for sprinkler systems for the veterans' homes, for example. But we're in a very, very difficult budget period, and I know the governor's got to make some tough choices, and we're trying to figure out where we have differences, what's really a big difference.
The bill dealing with oversight of the federal economic stimulus money was a House bill, which never reached the Senate because the House couldn't muster the votes needed to override. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, Jefferson City.